forever.
Dog. Hey, Seek Treatment listeners. We recorded a very fun episode with Megan Gailey, my girl, when we were back in Los Angeles, California, in late February. We wanted to share that with you now. We will be back with more current episodes shortly where we talk about what's going on and going off. But we didn't want to hold this wonderful comedian from you. You deserve her. Thank you for listening and being the best listeners we could ask for. We hope you're taking care of yourself and sending you all the love.
Hey, bitch. What is your whole deal? Hey, bitch. Just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love. Seek treatment.
With Kat
and Pat.
Hi. It's Catherine.
And Patrick Owen. Are you going to calm
and
down?
This is Seek Treatment, a podcast about boys, sex, fucking, dating, and love. We're back in the studio in Los Angeles.
It's
one of America's finest.
One of America's finest.
I've been waiting
comedians years
of my life to meet her. Everyone says, you got to meet her. Oh, she's amazing.
Put me in that camp. I was like, you got to meet her. She's amazing.
Yeah, I
met her. I met her one time in San Francisco, and I was like, literally,
I thought, who's this girl? I thought, where is this girl? Who is she? Why is she?
I thought we were talking about Housewives. I was trying to be funny about Housewives to her, but she was being too funny about Housewives to me that I couldn't be funny enough about Housewives.
We were in a craft services room.
Sexy.
So let's bring
her ears open for Megan Gailey.
Hi, guys.
Megan, you look incredible. Thank you. I'm sick of it. Wow, I did.
Soul Cycle this morning.
No, I don't like that.
Really?
That's just not what's right for me.
It's not what's right for me either.
It's because of my hip flexibility. It doesn't work for me.
It's actually the only thing I can do.
Really? How long have you been doing it?
Well, then you have to do it.
I did like off brands that I really connected with.
Yeah.
Evolve Cycle. I'll still go back and dabble in Studio City. But I've been
don't forget where you came from.
I will. And like, that's the thing. When I come, the
they
teacher
raised
like,
you.
Where have you been going? And I'm like, well, you know, I live further east now, so I've been going to Pasadena Soul Cycle. And they can tell. But now I have a Peloton too.
And
the Soul Cycle people have been like, you should have waited. There's a Soul Cycle bike. It's like, okay, but I don't know that. Like, I didn't get on the South by mailer.
Megan, don't beat yourself up about this. That is so natural. No one, none of us knew there was just going to be a Soul Cycle bike.
My friend just got a Peloton and he loves it. And he says his biggest dream is for them to say his name.
Ugh, yeah.
But they say your name sometimes?
Yeah, if you do it live. I like purposely don't do it live because I can't get over the fact that they won't say my name. So I have to do a tape delay to give myself an excuse.
How
does it work? Like, how do you make your, you still like have to make yourself do a class in your house.
Yeah.
So you just have that kind of willpower?
I've been doing a lot of scenic rides lately where I just put on the French countryside and then I'll watch Real Housewives of New Jersey, Love is Blind, while I'm in the French countryside.
How great is Love is Blind?
And how great is New Jersey this season?
Wow.
No one's really doing it, but it's like worth the watch.
No, it's absolutely.
Yeah.
Because you're watching the end of the longest housewives marriage that we've ever been a part of.
Yeah.
Which is
Juicy Joe, for those that don't know, and Trey.
Yeah.
And I'm they break familiar. Up and so I mean he got deported. Like that's yeah. the, I was watching
yeah,
it.
So shut your trap.
I was watching it in bed and my husband's like, wait, what is going on?
Okay.
And I
realized it's
something
buried the lead.
Wait, I didn't realize that it happened. I thought you were so eng.
No, it happened.
You're mad.
I feel like maybe you're taunting me.
No,
I think I've been so over the top
not
about
at all.
It.
I saw the photos.
They're absolutely exquisite.
You're under the top, I think, because I think I haven't seen wedding photos.
I have only posted rehearsal dinner. I didn't know that
really?
You got a photographer. For your
so let me ask you this.
Yeah, seriously.
Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Do you always want to get married? What is it like to be married? Tell the story of your love.
Fully always wanted to get married.
Wait,
where are you from again?
I grew up in.
Amazingly.
Well, because the way that I said that, it'll make sense where I grew up. I grew up in Indianapolis, Indiana.
What's the vibe there? I don't know.
The vibe there is like when I was growing up, I wanted to be a mom or be an Indiana Pacers / Indianapolis Colts dancer.
How the hell did you become a comedian?
And I'm actually glad that you bring this up because you actually are in a camp of people that scare me. You're a straight woman who loves sports.
I know.
I feel so
What
betrayed.
Do you love about them?
I thought you were on my side.
So it's interesting. I grew up with older brothers, mm-hmm. and my dad was very, very sporty, played college football for like a little bit.
Okay, I want to fuck your dad.
Yeah, really?
I know, people are
always like, you describe your dad as like not hot, but then when we see him, we're into him. And I'm I just have to keep everybody away because my mom is hot, I think,
Yeah. What would you do if me and your dad slept together?
Oh, I would love it.
Oh, really?
I would truly love it because he's in the twilight of his life.
Yeah.
And I think that would be a fun... He's at the point now too where he was like, Bernie, Liz, okay, sure. So like, I think you guys can
totally.
He just seems really open to a lot
now
of your
he's
experiences.
Queer. He's queer leaning. Like, now that he's liberal, he's queer leaning.
He's like, yeah. Bernie, Liz, a hole's a hole.
Absolutely. He's like, okay, Megan, if this is your friend and this is important to you and this is what I need to prove to you that I fully turned, then I'll do it.
I love that.
So yeah I can give you his number.
Thank you for supporting our relationship. I know it. I know that it could be a leap, and I know that maybe you don't understand it, but we connect. And,
I would be totally fine if you wanted to fuck my mom, too.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. I'll take care of your mom.
Okay, all right.
Let's not get crazy.
You know what? They have a Cavalier King Charles. I would let it just nuzzle in bed with you guys.
Oh, my gosh.
Of course. Two older brothers?
Two older brothers.
And so little Megan's in the house, and she's like, I love sports.
I knew that my dad, that's just like what my dad watched a lot of, and so I could tell as a child, like, I think this man is going to be important in my life. Like, I wanted to be on his best side. Mm-hmm. And so subconsciously, I was like, I got to get into what he said. I was like kind of flirting with my dad. Like, what is this? He's like, okay.
And then
they just fight. Wow. All right. You're deep. So I got into it. But then I am genuinely into it now. And I can say that because I have a husband, and I'm still into it.
Wow.
What a switcheroo. And like, fuck this.
Does your husband love sports?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he bought an NBA Jam stand-up arcade game.
Wow. I actually
Is he a comedian?
You know, that's a complicated. So we met doing stand-up, and then when we first started dating, he was not doing stand-up. Mm-hmm. Took like a long break, and now is back, but he works in like sports creative.
Oh,
so
cool.
He still gets to be creative at his day job. So I feel like he never fully left.
Yeah.
But now that he's married to me, all of his friends do it. So he runs a show and mostly does it there. Cool. At this Filipino restaurant. That's really fun.
You were Chicago, right?
Yeah.
You were Chicago?
But we have to slow down.
That's how you know Joel.
Yeah.
Wow. And Lisa. Mm-hmm. Lisa's your number one girl.
Yeah.
Number one.
You guys are number ones.
I just, she's actually sleeping on our couch while my husband's in a different room right now.
And you guys, were a three-person house. I mean, you and her and an ex were all at Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah.
It was just her.
It was just her and I shared a bed. Shared a bed in Hell's Kitchen.
Oh my God.
But then, and it was really
that's heaven
bad.
Though. I mean, that's New York.
We rented from a high end prostitute who was constantly trying to convince us she had a legit job. Uh-huh. Like she'd be like, work is just. And we were like, you have rock hard fake tits and no bra on, and it's noon and you're smoking weed. Like you do not have a job.
Catherine explains my like when I can get sexually attracted towards a woman, like she sends what I like is either like so hard fake basketballs in a halter or big flippy floppies.
Yeah. Wow. But that's
never in between.
Tits are like
they're so fun to me.
Because now you have the choice to not have those. So to choose those, it's just like cool.
When they're so separate, like when they're so far apart. When they're like,
really see,
and they try and push them together, but they don't even touch.
When they're so separate, you can really see where the fake tip begins. You know what I mean?
And like a seam. I love when there's a little bit of like three seams. Tamra Barney.
Yeah.
Has like classically bad rock hard tits.
Yeah.
So you were in a sorority, you were just saying.
Yeah.
Off the pod.
Yeah, off the pod.
Off the pod.
I was briefly in a sorority in college.
And did you, how long?
Well, I did it freshman year to meet people, and then I just stopped going to everything. Mm-hmm. But I still get emails that I need to pay my dues, but I haven't.
Really?
I haven't paid
really?
Them. Yeah.
But do you think are you friends with any of those girls that you met? Wow.
No, my best friend from college and I were in it together, but she and I aren't really as tight anymore.
Well, I lost a sorority best friend recently.
Really? What happened?
The wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like that just happens
sometimes.
Was it
bridal party shit?
Yeah. Yeah, I know, it's so.
How
like,
many bridesmaids did you have?
Like
everything I'm from about Texas, to say
so
is bad.
No, but I'm from Texas, yeah, so okay. I understand.
And also, when I have a wedding, there's going to be full bridal party. Like, yeah. It's going to be basically straight wedding, but just two boys.
Am I Emily? Yeah.
Probably.
Okay. You do just reach an age. You reach an age where people are like, you're just going to have one, right? Like, everyone can be like, you're old. You should just have one. And I'm like, nope, you're not doing old. It. So I had eight.
Do you feel comfortable sharing?
I'm 34.
Okay, that's literally not young.
Old. Literally just born. Dripping wet.
Okay, you're colicky. You're okay,
there's
infant.
There's a womb, like, there's placenta on you.
I was 33 when I got married, so I was even younger. Yeah. But it's
that's
just
so
like
hot.
So many bridesmaids. So I started
How old's
at
your hub?
Eight. He's 33.
Okay, perfect. Sexy.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Remember what you hate? When people make a joke, Pat hates, if I were to make the joke, okay, you're robbing the cradle, Pat would hate that.
Oh, yeah. I hate when the humor,
yeah.
when it's
yeah.
like,
a, we hate that.
We hate
but
that.
I do think about, like, because it's that age difference is nothing now. Yeah. But when we were in high school, I wouldn't have looked at him.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
A boy, a grade not. Beneath me, it's like, ew, I know. Blow your nose.
That's like in high school, me and Catherine would have been senior freshmen.
That was just nuts.
There's so no way.
I would never have done a podcast with her in high school.
My two best friends were a year older than me
That's
in
so
high school,
cool.
and they were very popular and very hot.
That's heaven.
And I was way less popular and way less hot,
wait,
but it
second.
Was, I felt like a fern, like were a jawbreaker, like what happened?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wait,
I
but it sounds like,
movie.
But you were popular in high school.
They lifted me.
Were you sports?
I played tennis and
field
golf.
Hockey.
Oh. Tennis and golf. Yeah.
I thought I would have guessed field hockey too.
Yeah, you have field
we
hockey.
Indiana doesn't have field
it's
hockey.
It's the bow and the hair.
Yeah, yeah, we didn't have Ireland. Lacrosse, field hockey. You know, we have sort of like the core.
Soccer.
Yes, we have that. Volleyball was really big. I didn't do that.
Yeah.
But,
where did you go to college?
I went to Purdue.
Cool. And then how big on 10. God's green earth did you start doing stand-up comedy?
You know, I really...
Were you theater?
I was theater.
Okay.
Yeah.
And were you a funny girl of the sorority?
Yeah. But some of that was just sort of like thrust on me because they were all really hot and I felt the least hot.
You're gorgeous.
And so it was just in Indiana, like to be hot, you have to be thin and blonde mm-hmm. and tan. And like that just was never like I had blonde hair in middle school just to be like, please. Like,
yeah, yeah.
And
wow.
There's like pictures of me in Ireland looking so bad with terrible, terrible
Not
highlights.
In Ireland.
Yeah. Where, like that's what's so I should have been there and been like, look at me and my freckles. And yeah, I just yeah. like wanted to work at Abercrombie.
Catherine had a problem with being too tan in high school.
Yeah.
You don't.
She said she once said it was the thing she cared about the most in high school.
Would you put the stickers on?
Yeah, I would do it. I've shown Pat images and he can't believe it.
They're really disturbing.
But didn't
girl.
You feel so hot? Like
yeah,
I remember
when
being
I was
like,
tan,
I'm hot.
Yeah, when I was tan, I felt so sexual.
I actually never was tan until last summer and I was like,
feels
oh,
amazing.
You
my
never
God.
Went through like a tan American Eagle polo phase?
I wish I did, but when I was younger, it wasn't like that. For like, I was really conscious of my body, and I didn't like to go to the beach.
Oh, but we were going to tanning beds.
That would have been too like you're gay. You know what I mean?
Okay. Wow.
I should have went to a tanning bed, but also, like now I'll look at like images from last summer. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's heaven on earth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you can just experiment with so many different hair colors when
oh,
you're
it's
thin
just-
and tan.
It's also erotic to me. Like when, even in porn, it might happen sometimes in porn where.
And that's to bring it back to porn.
I hate talking about porn. Where the guy is tan, but his butt is white.
Yeah.
I like that.
Uh-huh.
And that's how I was last summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like the copper tone baby. That's what I always, I think
oh
it's like
God.
Really cute.
You know, when I was growing up, I had a bunk bed with my brother and there was a knot on the plank that ran across that would stare at all night.
Mm.
Or like, I guess not when the lights were off, but like when I was lying in bed. And the knot in the wood actually looked just like the Gerber baby's face.
Oh my God.
It was so crazy.
Oh
I think about it every day.
Every day.
I think about the Gerber baby in my bunk bed plank every day.
The Gerber baby. Every kid has one. The Gerber baby in your bunker. Your what?
Bunk bed plank.
My
bunk
brain
bed,
is
the plank that ran across.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
I love, I understand and I love. So wait, then, okay. You were popular, cool, hot. You had it all.
Not hot. I was...
Did you have boyfriends in college?
I had boyfriends in college, but no boyfriends in high school.
Of course.
But, like, there would be weird boys, that would write me poems. Like, those were the boys that liked me.
Oh, and...
Because I did theater,
totally.
So they were like, wow, she's, right. like, she wrote that play.
They'd be like, wow, she's hot. Okay. They'd be like, whoa, she's hot for theater.
Yeah, she's hot. No, truly.
She does her Ben Nye the best. she does her aged makeup the best.
So no boyfriends in high school? You weren't interested?
No. Like, my junior year, I went to prom with my friend who was gay.
I love that.
And then my senior year, I went with a guy who was, like, my good friend who had a girlfriend who couldn't go.
Oh my God.
I was really taking, the scraps.
Did the gay guy, was he out? The rest of this podcast will not be about that gay person. And so where does he live now? What does he do?
I think about this as much as you think about the Gerber baby. There were men that I was friends with, like dear, dear friends.
Totally.
Multiple guys that I was friends with from middle school, high school, and they were like clearly gay.
Totally.
But I don't remember them being
They weren't out.
Out.
They weren't
they
out.
They weren't.
But they were in choir with
them.
You know,
why am I laughing with them so much? And because they're gay.
Yeah. And
guess what? I was on the other side of that being like, do they know? Do they know? Do they know?
But like this guy, my friend that I went with, he definitely what? Like he had like a boyfriend that went to like a different school.
Oh. Okay, he's Kurt from
We would go and do like theater competitions and he was like one of the only out boys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so then like it would be like, oh, it's weird that all those like straight boys want to talk to him and find out what he's about. It's oh, you're all gay. And like, like asking him, how's he doing?
yeah,
what are you doing?
If you're gay in high school, basically, if you're gay in high school in 2002, it's then your whole personality.
Yeah.
If you're out.
Yeah. And it was there. And like, there was one other guy who was out. And then everybody else and their whole group of friends was all the other guys that were gay. But they were not out.
Which is so funny because it's like, okay, your friends literally did it.
Yes. But like one of them is a wedding planner now. One choreographs the show choir back at the high school. Like,
oh my God.
It's like so. But I think in Indiana in the early 2000s, it wasn't a question that was, if we were doing like, tell us something unique about you on the first day, they were like, I like meatloaf. Like, they were not. I'm gay and my name is so and so.
I'm gay.
And I like meatloaf. Anyways.
But we know.
So you're a theater, you get to college and you're a sorority girl and you're hilariously funny and you're like, let me see what these boys are bringing to the table.
Yeah. Yeah.
Knocking on the door of the boys' club. Oh, my dad's calling me. Why?
Were there any formative crushes in high school?
I've always been really into athletes.
Yeah, of course.
Like, I was truly a college jersey chaser.
You would love gay porn. I'm gonna send you some links.
Okay.
Wait, why would she love gay porn?
Because it's jockey.
Whenever
guys.
My parents call me, I'm like, "What? Is everything okay?"
Someone else around.
Yeah, my mom. My parents are always FaceTiming. So when they're just calling,
interesting.
I'm like, I can't see your
face. So are they still in Indiana?
Yeah.
Oh my God, are you guys really tight?
Very.
Oh, I love it.
Do you go back a lot?
I actually do go to Indy a lot.
Yeah.
More than, I saw a high school friend yesterday and she was like, oh, I never go back.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I'm there like four times a year.
Yeah.
And my parents are coming here next weekend.
How long have you lived in LA?
4 years.
Do you love?
I love it.
Do you miss N?
No.
How long did you live there?
I lived there 2 years.
Yeah.
And I had a really tough time there.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like you're a star.
It was really professionally. It wasn't even professional. I was a nanny. But stand up, I felt really cool. And I felt like I got to do a lot of stuff. But my life was in full shambles all the time. So I'm very grateful for that time. And I am so happy I lived there. And if I hadn't lived there, I'd be like, I'm not a real stand up.
Yeah.
But when I got out here, I just was like, okay, yeah. I need a fresh start. And it really, I lived with a married couple that I was friends with when I first moved out here. And then every week there are just new people moving here. And so now I feel like most of my friends live here.
I'm feeling that need for that exhale in New York. I've been in New York, I think, for too long. I'm like,
how long have you been there?
Well, essentially 7 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah.
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 And there's some people that really love it. And Lisa was like, I'll never leave. And she loves it here.
I'm surprised. Yeah. Did she really move?
Yeah.
She travels so much, so I don't think of her as
living anywhere.
Living anywhere.
And I'm like, I'll maybe have to live, New York isn't like dead to me. Right. Like I still am like, oh, I may have to live there someday. My husband goes there all the time. He basically works there.
Oh, really?
And he really hates New York. Uh-huh. And so that makes me like it more because I sort of have to be like, come on, it's fun. We'll go. Yeah, yeah. And he's like, trudging
through. So how did you guys
city.
Get together?
Yeah, if you feel comfortable saying.
If he hates New York and you love it. How did it ever work?
He was
she didn't like it either though.
Yeah, but she likes it more than him.
I
try and have like a more positive. Like when I go back, I'm like, let's go to Mean Girls the musical. Okay. Let's go eat. Let's do this. And he's like, no, I just want to get chicken parm from this one bodega
and see Frozen
and be mad at everybody. he was living in New York when we started dating. And so the election happened.
Wait, you're living in New York?
I was living in LA. He was living in New York. We were just friends. We were friends for 8 years.
It was like 2016.
So how are you friends? What do you mean like friends with a guy?
So we started to, well, that's what's because I have had sex with lots of his friends.
Oh, oh my God.
So we did stand up together in.
I have had sex with lots of his friends. I need a full line reading of that.
By Blake Lively.
That was Blake Lively on Gossip Girl. Chalk. I've had sex with lots of his friends. So you're in Chicago fucking his friends.
We did stand up. Yeah, sadly. We did stand up together. And so there was like a big group of us that were all friends. Mm-hmm. And we never had any sexual inclination towards each other. I dated one of his best friends almost the whole time I was in Chicago.
How long were you in Chicago?
I wonder who the friend was.
5 years.
Okay, that's like...
That's so long.
But did you love it? It seems brutal.
Loved it.
Addicted it's so to cold, it. Isn't it?
It's so cold.
Was it
it's,
pizza? Was it beer? Was it sheep?
Yeah, I was so fat. I mean, that's the thing. You're just so fat.
Yeah, it sounds amazing.
I was telling my therapist this. She was like, wait, you used to be fat. I was like, oh, yeah, when I lived in Chicago, I was like 40 pounds heavier. And she was like, how did you feel about yourself? I was like, oh, I felt hot as shit. Like, everyone's fat. You're just like, fuck yeah.
Oh, my God.
I was like, my tits were huge. I was in a coat all the time. I didn't know I was fat.
Yeah.
I felt great. And you're just doing stand-up and everyone's like, you're so cool. You know, you get to like scream at people.
Yeah.
It's really combative there.
Oh.
In a way that like is fun.
Who's this guy you were dating in Chicago? No offense.
Well, so he still lives in Chicago. I dated this guy on and off when I was in Chicago, and him and CJ were very, very good friends.
Was CJ in Chicago?
CJ
so close.
Went to college in Chicago. So he stayed, well, his third of three schools.
Okay.
We celebrate that rebel energy. Okay, your husband's a fucking badass king.
Kicked out of every school in the country.
Well, no, these are like bad schools.
He's wearing a leather jacket.
They're really bad schools.
Your husband's wearing a leather jacket.
He does definitely wear leather jackets.
It's incredible. And so,
So then
you pick your hot ass up and move into New York City, home of Sex and the City and some of the best nightlife in the world.
Lisa and I, we packed up her Nissan Versa. Or did we bring my car? No, we brought my Saturn Ion.
Erotic.
And
to New York you brought it?
Yeah. I had my Saturn
to New York you brought it?
The whole time I was in New York.
Where did you keep that?
It was such a fucking disaster. Because I would let comics use it.
No.
But these are monster people. Like, I just feel like I was raised with a decorum that everyone I know
can use your car.
Was not raised with. Just like like a person borrowed it and drove it to a different like region of the country. Okay, we are talking like a state we need to win. Drove it New York to Ohio, like far the fuck away, and then drove it back. Did nothing. Wasn't like, thank you, let me buy you a drink. Nothing. Drove it to and from Ohio.
That's crazy.
I just wouldn't. So it was, people were constantly borrowing it to go to Levity Live and then being like, oh, it's somewhere in Bush. It's somewhere in Flatbush. And it's like, well, I live in fucking, what is happening? Yeah.
No.
So it was bad. It was bad to have a car there.
Yeah.
And my boyfriend at the time in New York, he had a car there too.
Hey, no, who's this guy?
Yeah.
Megan.
No, I
are you stand up? Always stand
I love
up.
It.
Always these men that I'm discussing. I like dated a guy in Chicago who was normal. Uh-huh. And he was so hot.
It's incredible.
Classic hot but boring.
Yeah.
And he broke up with me.
Why?
He couldn't said I lost that? My sparkle.
Wait. What?
He said you lost your sparkle.
Yeah.
That is so funny.
That's crazy.
What did he mean?
I think he meant like maybe he realized that I was like a drunk. Like it seemed like I think he was like, you seemed fun at first and now you just seem in shambles. Like it
lost her sparkle.
And at the time, I was probably a drunk.
So you lost your sparkle. And I think you should go to rehab. To get your
and
sparkle
he,
back.
My parents set me up with him. So that was tough.
That's kind of my dream. My dream is to be, oh, this is my dream. Yeah. I'm rich. Uh-huh. And country club. My parents set me up as a really hot but boring guy. We're obviously having amazing sex. And it's not... Me being gay isn't like weird in this dream. And
no, you're celebrated at the country club.
Yeah. And then obviously, like I end up like falling deeply in love and sexually in love with like a chef at the country club. Ooh. It's like really hot. And like I do still like the hot, boring guy, but I'm like,
I don't know. Is such a good fantasy boyfriend.
Yeah, totally.
But then I don't know anyone that's with a chef.
Well, this is what I feel about
Amy
chefs.
Schumer, isn't she dating a chef?
And that's your friend. I'm joking.
Yeah, Amy Schumer is my friend.
Oh my God. I'm like,
I'm actually really good friends with her husband.
I want to date a chef.
Well, chefs can't. This is my thing
she
with
chefs.
She
posts about like him cooking her for her, and I'm like, this looks like
this
heaven.
Is my thing with chefs is they can really go either way in terms of being hot or not.
They can also be fully psychotic.
Yeah, right. Evil.
They're almost always.
I think that's why comics are drawn to them, because they're like, oh, they're out at night too. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, but these are also narcissistic, evil psychopaths. Mm-hmm.
Do you watch Below Deck?
Yeah, I love it.
The chefs there are always like, I haven't watched for a few years.
Oh, I watched every season. And the chefs, when they come in, you're like, hot, Adam, chopping.
Yeah.
And then they like... punch a fucking window
totally.
Out and you're like, oh.
The last season I saw was I think Adam's first season, but I didn't like him and I did not like Ben at all.
No. The
at
men
all.
All?
No. The men on Below Deck this season actually had like a full on they made the captain like melt down and like walk off the set of the reunion.
Captain Lee.
Yes.
What's
Captain
the
Lee broke.
With Below Deck?
They work on a lot. You would actually like it.
It's
Captain.
Like Downton Abbey, but a yacht. So there's like the guests.
Okay.
And then the Below Deck is all the people that work on it. And
I want to be on the yacht.
Time,
is that an option?
Listen, they reached out to my brother. I don't know why. My brother sells real estate in DC. So he forwards it to me and I'm like, you have to make this happen for me. Like,
they wanted
I can't...
him to be one of the yacht people?
They were like,
The primary?
They wanted him to like get, they were like, the email's crazy. I love it. I truly want to post it. The email's like, hey, if you want to bring clients on, if you have any clients that you think are like, would make for good TV, if you know anybody.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, they're sending this to realtors? I don't think that's who we need to be casting.
We don't need to go through realtors for our
We kids. Want like the psychos.
Yeah. Totally.
Even when people are kind, because there was a sports writer on this year who I love, who's like a hero of mine, and she made really good TV because she was wasted and was being nice, but was like so drunk she couldn't remember if she was being nice. And so then she had to apologize, but she shouldn't have had to. And they were just so fucked. Like, it was still nice.
That's so really nice.
And they made her a giant dick cake. But she went to bed before the cake came out. Mm. And so the chef flipped out.
Oh, my God.
She's like, I spent all day working on this
dick.
Oh,
yeah. They hate when it takes up.
You made me walk out looking like a dick, you know. And
they hate.
That sounds like an amazing program.
It is.
I'm getting word from the studio that we're at the first half of the show.
Oh,
wow.
My
Isn't that
God.
Crazy?
Thank God that our episode's going
But wait, we're
going
to hear more about how Megan became friends to lovers with CJ.
Friends?
In the
how
next-
Megan became friends to lovers to wife and husbands.
All this and more on the next episode of
Treatment.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.